Hello, my audio boo friends. It is July 24th, 2013. It is currently about 10 minutes to 10 o'clock here in Montreal. It is a beautiful day, very cool outside. It's only about 16 or 17 degrees at the moment. And there's white clouds up there, blue sky, but turning out to be a very, very nice day. Yesterday was very hot and muggy. Today is much cooler. There's a cold front coming through, so things are looking up. It's going to be a high of about 21 or 22 degrees today, so very nice. What I wanted to talk to you about today is a new project that is currently sort of taking shape in my mind, in my creativity, in my imagination, I guess. Something I've been meaning to do for a very long time. Back in, I would say the late 90s, in fact, I was thinking of doing a website called the Virtual, or it was going to be called Virtual Montreal. And basically the website was going to consist of pictures and commentary, written commentary, on various locations on the island of Montreal and around the island of Montreal. I've called Montreal my home for most of my life. I know it pretty well. There are some sections I don't know as well, but my intent was to crisscross the entire island, taking pictures of interesting places, maybe historical places, and then writing a little bit about it, commenting. Now, with the advent of Audioboo over the last few years for me, I thought to myself I'd resurrect something that my father used to do years ago. I think I've already mentioned this on Audioboo, so sorry for those of you for whom this is going to be a repetition. Back, I would say, in the 70s, my father had a portable reel-to-reel tape recorder. He used to put it in his car. I'm not exactly sure what he would run it on. I guess it had batteries. He would put it in his car, and he would drive around and record things in and around Montreal. And then he would take those tapes, package them up, and send them back to family in Italy. And they would listen to these tapes and hear all about Montreal and what it looked like and so forth. And I thought to myself, I'd love to resurrect that idea as a tribute to my father, and also because I think it's an excellent way to describe Montreal. Now, of course, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and since originally I wanted to do a virtual Montreal website, what I'd like to do is create an associated website or a partnership website along with a series of audio boos that I would do describing locations and places of interest and in general the island of Montreal. This was born recently from an idea I had of taking probably what would amount to a four to six hour drive, a nice slow drive, around the perimeter of Montreal. Montreal is an island, and driving around the island, all along its quote-unquote shoreline, I guess, if you want to call it that, or as close to the shoreline as possible, is about 120 kilometers, give or take 10%, I'm not exactly sure. I've tried to do the calculations in Google Maps, but it's very, very difficult. It's not quite easy to do. I'm sure there's better tools out there to do those kind of measurements. However, let's just peg it at about 120 kilometers. And to begin with, I'm going to sort of look at the map and pinpoint places of interest that I'd like to stop. So the first thing I'm going to do is do the perimeter drive. And I'm going to probably call that series of audio boos the Perry Montreal. So for Perimeter Montreal, so the Perry Montreal series of audio booths. I'm hoping to do those in a close future. Not recently. That would recently means that I've already done them, but I'd like to do them soon. There we go. Sorry for tripping over my tongue this morning. So I'd like to start close to my place. I live on the island. I don't want to pinpoint it too closely, but for those of you who know me well, know more or less where I live. So it's literally, if I jump in the car and drive there, it's literally 2 minutes to get to one of the main roads that then does the perimeter of the island. So that's what I'm going to start off with. The road is called Gouin, Boulevard Gouin. That's G-O-U-I-N for those who want to look it up on Google Maps. And I'm going to start off very close to the house and then head west. I think, I'm not sure whether I want to head west or east. Somebody told me I should head east because Gouin Boulevard going east actually becomes a one-way street. So I may, in fact, do it in that direction, although I find it's prettier going west. But for the sake of logistics, especially when I get to that point where it does turn one way, I think I will be heading east. This will take me through towns like Saint-Laurent, Cartierville, Hunsick, and so forth. Anyway, as I do the series of audio booths, I will definitely be describing where I am. I will be taking copious pictures to put in the accompanying website. When am I going to do this? I'm not sure. This is a long-term project. It's not something I'm going to do necessarily in one day. I'd love to, but I don't think it's feasible to do it in one day. Things like weather is going to play a factor, to my time, work. However, the intent is to do it in one day. So leaving at maybe 6 o'clock in the morning, armed with a nice cup of coffee, I'm going to embark on what should take me 4 to 6 hours to do if I want to do it correctly. Then I'm going to come home with all this footage, recording audio, and then all the the pictures and images, and perhaps even films, video of certain parts of the city when I feel that taking a video will be conducive to describing the area. It should be very interesting, and it should be a good launching point to then go from the perimeter of the island inwards and show certain parts of Montreal. That part of it will be a very long-term project. And I will, my original intent with Virtual Montreal was to present the visitor of the site to an approach from the west, approach from the east, approach from the north, approach from the south, depending on, you know, the main cardinal points is as you come into the island of Montreal, what would you see, the area, what are you greeted with first? What does the border look like between, say, Ontario and Quebec as you approach Montreal for somebody who's never been here? Yes, you can do it on Streets View. I understand that. And that's why probably I put it on the back burner for so many years. But it won't have that personal touch that I think I could bring to the project, that I think people would enjoy the narrative and some of my experiences and some of my takes. Will it be a very subjective, very personal view of Montreal? Yes. There are some things I love about Montreal. There are some things I really don't. And some of those things may come out. Some might be shocking. Who knows? But that's my project. Right now it's very in the very early stages, very embryonic. But I'm hoping to pull the information out, get it down on notebooks, and follow through with this. And I hope you can come along for the ride. I think it'll be a blast. I think you'll really enjoy this. Thanks for listening.